Can you talk a little bit about the bone study that was presented by your group yesterday?
It's a very important trial. I mean, we made 1,200 bone mineral density measurements in an ongoing randomized trial in premenopausal receptor positive patients. 1,400 patients are recruited. So from the second line or second generation endocrine treatment, soft PRK and text and our trial, we are by far most advanced. We have 1,400 patients. And the randomization is goserelin plus tamoxifen versus goserelin plus anastrozole. So it's attack for premenopausal patients. And because we are very worried about the impairment of the bone mineral density, we made a secondary randomization for both groups, either being treated with selendronate or not selendronate. And what we found, we don't have oncological results. It's an ongoing trial. We need 400 patients more to be accrued. But what we found was that patients lose the bone mineral density, for example, in the lumbar spine, when they are treated with goserelin and arimidex, as expected, because the peripheral estradiol level is close to zero. 17% reduction. And when you treat those patients with goserelin and tamoxifen, you have between 10 and 11% reduction of the bone mineral density. But you entirely can prevent this bone loss by administration of selendronic acid. And this is really, it's a remarkable trial.
It's interesting that the women lost bone on tamoxifen. Was that a surprise to you?
No, it is not a surprise, because in the premenopausal situation, this is well known. And it's a difference between pre and post. In postmenopausal patients, patients are gaining strength of the bone due to tamoxifen. In the premenopausal situation, they don't.
When it's combined with an LHRH agonist?
No.
Oh, you see bone loss, tamoxifen alone in premenopausal women?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the mechanism?
Nobody knows that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Any guess in terms of what you think we're going to see long-term in this study in terms of tumor variables?
Well, it is a good question. I don't know. I hope that we can further improve the prognosis of those patients by giving, instead of tamoxifen, anastrozole. And whether or not selendronic acid has some oncological benefit, we don't know that yet. But I think there is a good likelihood. And this would be, of course, this would be really a landmark.
Now, are you continuing to randomize patients to the arms without the selendronic acid at this point?
What we do is we had an independent data monitoring committee, and they advised us to perform every other year bone mineral density measurements and treat the patient according to the ASCO guidelines.
So are most of these patients then ending up getting treated? You would think they're going to get treated then because they're losing bone.
No, because 25% of all the patients are coming to osteoporotic after 3 years. So a small number, maybe 15% or 10%, will develop that at the second year. And the patients are only treated 3 years. So I don't think that this really totally spoils the trial. Of course, it affects the difference. This is correct. So you dilute your effect by treating patients who are not randomized to the selendronic acid by giving them someta, of course. But we can't do otherwise. It would be unfair to the patients in the trial. You shouldn't treat patients within trials poorer. But on the other hand, those trials are so important for future breast cancer patients. And this is to weigh that two opinions or the importances of these two patient groups. This is so difficult.